We thank the Lord for being back. If I look cross-eyed at anybody, it's not on purpose. We had a late night last night and a busy day yesterday. I'd like to look in Job, the 33rd chapter, and the 14th verse. Thank you, Trebnan. It says, "For God speaketh once, yea, twice, yet man perceiveth it not. In a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falleth upon men, in slumberings upon the bed. Then he openeth the ears of men, and sealeth their instruction, that he may withdraw man from his purpose, and hide pride from man." I want to think about this morning the different ways that the Lord speaks to us. It says, God speaketh once, yea, twice, many times more than that. And yet man perceiveth it not. In other words, he doesn't get a hold of sometimes the things that God is trying to show us or reveal to us. And we know that God is a spirit, and he uses different things to convey his thoughts for us. And I'm thankful for that this morning. Our life is really dependent upon hearing the voice of the Lord. And we want to have a desire to hear the voice of God. That's really important. If people don't have a desire to hear the voice of the Lord, they don't have a yearning for something greater than themselves, then many times they won't hear the voice of the Lord. They won't hear. They'll be like this scripture, man perceives it not. But he uses dreams. We see that in the Bible, in the Old Testament. God saved Egypt by some dreams. He gave him a dream of the 7 years of plenty and the 7 years of famine that were to follow. Pharaoh actually, God gave it to Pharaoh, and he wasn't a Hebrew. But he had this dream, and it was God was trying to convey his thoughts, not just to Pharaoh, but it was important for Pharaoh because Pharaoh could do something about it. Pharaoh had the authority and the power to instigate and to help what this dream was portraying, and that there was going to be 7 years of plenty, where there was going to be prosperity throughout the land, and then there was going to be 7 years of famine. And in the dream, it was two different ways, and God has done that many times too, to establish something. You know, sometimes when we speak to our children, we'll say it twice. We want to establish, we want them to know that this is what we're looking at. This is what's coming. And the lean cows ate up the fat cows, and they were still lean after they ate them up. So it was a very severe famine. It was a very severe time. But God conveyed his thoughts to humanity. And Joseph knew that the Lord conveyed messages through dreams, and he was able, by God's help, to interpret those dreams that God gave to Pharaoh. We have in the New Testament Peter. He was what ready? And it's interesting to me how the physical kind of affects the spiritual. Because Peter's on the housetop, he's waiting for lunch to be served. So he's hungry. And then he sees this sheep being let down from heaven with all these beasts, and a voice says, "Arise, Peter, kill and eat." And he's hungry, actually hungry, but the Lord is revealing to him that the gospel, that there was no longer going to be a division or a line between the Jews and the Gentiles, that God was breaking that down, that God was wanting his mercy and his love extended to the Gentiles. And Peter wasn't used to that. Sometimes we're not used to the things that God will speak to us either. And Peter says, "Well, I've never eaten anything common or unclean." And the dream said, in the dream, the Lord said, "Call now thou what God has cleansed, common or unclean." And so, and then right at that time came it happened three times, this vision or dream that he had. And right after that, there was three men at the door, Gentiles, that were there knocking on the door because God had given them a dream. Or was it an angel? I think it was a dream. An angel visited him, and he said to call for one by the seaside, Peter in Joppa, send for him and listen to what he has to say. And so that's what he did. He sent these three men after Peter. So God is working on both ends. And he has these three dreams, and all of a sudden the Spirit says, arise and go with them. And it's like the Lord, he perceives that God is doing this, God is working through this. And you know, the Lord wants us to perceive. He wants us to get a hold of his thoughts, but he doesn't speak in audible voices. Usually, he doesn't use that. The closest I've come to hearing an audible voice was just not many days ago. I was waking up out of my sleep, and I heard a voice that said, "Daddy, help me." Clear as day. And I asked Lee, I said, "Did you hear what I heard? Did you hear that?" And I don't think she heard what I heard. But I heard the words said, "Daddy, help me." I don't know if it was audible. It seemed audible to me. But that's the closest I've ever come to hearing an audible voice from the Lord. But most of the time, it doesn't come that way. Most of the time, he just speaks in a still, small voice to our inner being. He'll bring thoughts to our mind. And I want to make note too, the devil speaks also. The devil speaks. Satan speaks to people. He puts thoughts in people's minds. And we see that with Jesus. When Jesus was being tempted, the devil was putting thoughts in his mind. That's what temptation is. It's something that's presented knowledge that's presented to the mind. But Jesus knew the voice of God, and he knew what he was hearing wasn't the voice of God, that was Satan, because he was asking him to do things that took him outside of God's word. And Jesus said, "Behold, it is written." This right here is God's word. I believe it with all my heart. I'm persuaded of it. I've seen enough. I've experienced enough. I know enough that I completely believe that this is the word, and this is the main way that he speaks to us. This is the main way. We read the scriptures. We meditate upon them. We think about the scriptures. We think about what is the Lord. And many times in my prayers, I'll ask the Lord, Lord, what are your thoughts? What is your mind? I want the Lord to talk to me and to communicate with me, because I am very needy to be able to hear his voice and to have his direction in my life. And the Lord wants to. He wants to speak to us. But I think about how important it is when we read and we put the words in our heart and we try to soak it in. We try to absorb. You know, when we read the scriptures, we need to ask the Lord, "Lord, what do you want me to get out of this? What do you want me to show, be able to see and reveal?" You know, sometimes I don't get anything out of reading the Bible. Do you always get something when you read the Bible? I don't. I don't always get something. But what happens many times is things that I've read, that's been put in my mind, the Spirit of God will bring those verses back to my mind and will open it up to me and will help me to see. And I think, wow, why didn't I see that before? It's like a veil. It's like, and we've got to get past the veil. But a prayer asking God to speak to us and to help us. But he speaks to us. The scripture said that Jesus in divers times and places and times past spoke to the people through the prophets, but he said in these last days has spoken to us through his Son. And we have all these scriptures. Some people don't like the Old Testament, and I don't understand that, because I get a lot of good out of the Old Testament. God speaks to me through the Old Testament and encourages me through the Old Testament. It's a foundation. It builds. You know, if you just go out and build a house on the sand, you don't take time to put some footings in that girds up. And that's what the Old Testament does for the New. It's a foundation. It girds up what God has spoken in the New Testament. And it helps establish. And you know, the Lord has gone through great pains to establish his word and his testimonies and his counsels and his commandments to us. So value the word of God. Don't let it become something old or something that's not valuable. We want to be able to hear the voice of God and hear him speak to us. And the Lord can speak to us through his word. I'm thinking also about our circumstances. God can speak to us through our circumstances of life. And I told someone the other day, I said, the Lord allows things to help us to be able to get a hold of what He's trying to show us and reveal to us. And it's very important for us to take advantage of those times that God is trying to speak to us. You remember they asked Balaam to go curse Balak, or Balak asked Balaam to go curse, and the Lord really didn't want him doing that. And there's some things the Lord doesn't want us to do either. And so he's on his way. He was offered a great reward. He was offered position and prestige, recognition, and he went on his way. But it said the angel of the Lord was there. And we know the story how his donkey started misbehaving, and it came to a place, I don't remember the first thing right offhand, but finally it came to a place where there's no way to go but through this close place, and this donkey just fell, and Balaam was so mad. He was so focused on what he wanted to do, he wasn't hearing the voice of God. There's no reason to get mad when things don't go our way. That's time to say, stop, slow down, put the brakes on and say, what are you trying to show me here, Lord? Are you trying to speak to me? Oh, he took his sword out, was going to slay his donkey, and the donkey spoke to him. The donkey spoke to Balaam, and that didn't get his attention. You talk about being thick-headed or hard-headed. The donkey spoke to him and said, ever since you've had me, I've served you faithfully. I've served you faithfully. But the donkey, he saw the angel of the Lord with his sword drawn. And finally, Balaam's eyes were opened and he saw the angel of the Lord. And the angel told him, he said, if you wouldn't have stopped, if the donkey wouldn't have stopped, I would have slew you. So the Lord speaks to us through our circumstances. In the Old Testament, you remember the famine, and then finally David started inquiring of the Lord, what's going on here? What's happening here? And the Lord had issues. He had things he wanted to talk to them about. So I thank the Lord today that He can communicate to us. And we want to be open. You know, sometimes the Lord uses other people to speak to us. He'll use people. And they may not know that the Lord is using them to speak to us. I've had that happen many times. I've had the Lord speak to me through someone else, and they probably didn't really comprehend, but God used it and God to speak to me. So we want to be open to the ways that God speaks to us, but we want to have a desire to hear the Lord, to hear His words. And I believe it's real important today in our day and age. Sometimes we've got to quiet our minds, our spirit, to allow Him to speak to us. If our mind is so full of worldly thoughts, worldly cares, worldly responsibilities, earthly, if we're so full with those, I believe it's harder for God to speak to us than what it is when we're looking like Samuel. Remember, Samuel said, "Speak, Lord, thy servant heareth." Samuel got to know the voice of the Lord. And we want to know the voice of the Lord too. We want to know when He speaks to us. So sometimes we have to quiet our thoughts, our minds. I know sometimes you get down to pray and it's just like the floodgates open up. All kinds of things start coming to your mind. And you, no, can't have that. Get out of here. I'm bringing my mind, my focus, my attention. Now Jesus, there's a scripture that's really challenged me lately, and it's the one where the woman came to Jesus and she anointed Him, and the disciples were upset, especially Judas, because that could have been sold and they could have got a lot of money for that ointment that she... But the scripture there said, that's what stood out to me. It said, when Jesus perceived. That lets me know that, well, we say God knows all things, and He does. But I don't believe He knew that He was going to be anointed before He went into that house. I believe He was listening. I believe He was perceiving. And at that moment when she anointed Him, He perceived that this was for His burial. And that lets me know how important it is for us when we go throughout our days to be in touch with the Spirit, to be listening, to have that quietness of mind and heart and spirit, and looking, Lord, we're looking to hear Your voice and to hear You speak to us. I believe the Lord can speak to us. I believe He does speak to us. And we want to desire His voice. We want to hear His voice. And we want to allow Him. And we want to yield ourselves to that voice. The impressions that Satan gives will mislead us from what the Bible teaches us. He'll misdirect us in life. He'll want us to not forgive our enemy. He'll want us to not love. He'll want us to do things that are contrary to what Jesus taught us. But those, it's very real. Satan's, he's a very real power, and he can bring and he can come in. Sometimes it's like a mighty flood with thoughts. Sometimes it can be overwhelming to bring you to discouragement. And I believe that's one thing the Lord, when the Lord speaks to us, I believe it brings encouragement and strength and hope. When the devil speaks, it brings discouragement, depression, because he doesn't give any hope. The devil doesn't want us to have hope. He doesn't want us to have any courage or strength. But even when the Lord corrects us, it's with hope to be able to gain, to grow in understanding and to grow in knowledge. And we want to be in a place where we can quiet our heart and our spirit before God to allow Him to talk to us. And I just thank the Lord this morning for all the ways that He's able. He has all these things at His disposal to speak to us. I don't want to be stubborn. I don't want to be hard-headed. I don't want to resist His will. That verse right above where we started reading, it says, "Why dost thou strive against Him? For He giveth not account of any of His matters." If we're not hearing His voice, it's easy to go against what He's wanting to do in our hearts and lives. I'm thankful for the many times that God has spoken to me. As sometimes He just puts a burden on your heart. He just brings impression to maybe to help somebody or call somebody. He's able to do that, and I'm thankful for that. We sang that song that God's leading His dear children along, and I believe that this morning. I believe He's leading His children, and I'm thankful. Jesus said, "My sheep hear My voice." My sheep, they hear My voice, and I know them, and they follow. And that's what they did when they, you know, when they, He led them out of Egypt. They were following that the cloud by day, the pillar of fire by night. They, when it stopped, they stopped. When it moved, they moved. That's such a good, rich lesson for us. Lord, help us to be able to move when You move and stop. You stop. Appreciate Your attention this morning.